But here's what you'll hear from people that don't want to be grateful and don't want to be thankful. Here's what they'll say about God. And you'll hear atheists talk this way. Well, I didn't ask to be created. I didn't ask to be born. I didn't ask for God to give me life. We've all heard that before. And then that same attitude toward God can be had toward people's parents. And kids will literally say to their parents, I didn't ask to be born. And mom says, hey, I was pregnant with you. I was throwing up every day for the first trimester with hyperemesis. And I went through all the pain and struggle of childbirth. I risked my life giving birth to you. Oh, I didn't. I changed your diaper thousands of times. Oh, I didn't ask for any of that. I didn't ask to be born. I didn't ask to have my rear end wiped. I didn't ask to be fed. Guess what? That's all stuff that you needed, whether you asked for it or not. You ought to be thankful and not be some death-worshipping, nihilistic weirdo where you say, oh, I don't even want to be alive. Or, hey, this is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it and not be these nihilistic weirdos that we're, oh, yeah, I didn't ask to be born, Mom. You need to be thankful to your mother. Be grateful to her that gave you life. Look what the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 4. If any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents. Now, what does it mean to requite their parents? If you break down this word, see the re there? You know what re means? Again. And you know what quit means? Quit means we're even. Okay? We are quit. We are even. And so when the Bible says to requite their parents, it is saying to pay back their parents, to recompense their parents, to return the favor to their parents. And so the Bible says that if any widow have children or nephews, those children or nephews should learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. You know what? The Bible teaches that children owe their parents something. Right? Your parents, your dad sired you, your mother birthed you, your parents provided for you, fed you, clothed you, changed your diaper, raised you, brought you up, and now you are indebted to your parents. I didn't ask for any of that. You are indebted to your parents, what the Bible says. Look at verse number 8. It says, and this is on the same subject. It says, but if any provide not for his own, talking about if somebody has widows, if somebody has people in their family that they owe, and then they just leave them out high and dry and won't help them out. If any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel.